This is the first Sunday of Lent, the season in which Christian folk prepare to remember our Lord's death on the cross and then to celebrate the amazing event on Easter Day, the resurrection of our Lord. And we're trying something new this year at WPC. We'll be receiving the sacrament of the Lord's Supper every Sunday during Lent. We'll be receiving spiritual food for the spiritual journey of life. Now, Roman Catholics and those of some other faith traditions receive the sacrament every Sunday. But most of us Protestants have been reluctant to serve communion every week. We're afraid that it will become a mere habit, a meaningless ritual. And so we've decided here at Wildwood and in many of the Protestant churches to receive it monthly, trying to find a balance between regular participation and not doing it so often that it loses any meaning. Now, at least some of our brothers and sisters in the other traditions who commune weekly say that the opposite is true, that in their experience, receiving the bread of life and the cup of salvation weekly can open our minds and our hearts to the layers of meaning that can be found in the sacrament, and we can really find spiritual food there. So here at WPC, we'll be seeking to do just that in the next six Sundays before Easter, by receiving communion, and also in the sermons that will be addressing some, though not nearly all, of those meanings and messages to be found by responding to Jesus' call to do this in remembrance of me. So we read today, as we talk about the table of gratitude, we read these words from Jesus found in John's Gospel, the sixth chapter. Jesus is discussing, right after the feeding of the 5,000, people are wanting more, and Jesus is saying to them, you just want more of the bread, you just want more food. And they say, no, we want more. What sign will you give us? And Jesus says this, very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, the manna in the wilderness. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Several of you commented on last Sunday's sermon. Nothing in particular about my words, of course, but you liked the words that I share with you from Fred Rogers, you know, from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So I want to come back to those words today, hoping you'll like them as much this week as you did last week. Fred Rogers said this. He said, life is deep and simple, and what our society gives us is shallow and complicated. Life is deep and simple, but what society gives us is shallow and complicated. Now, we really know this, don't we? We know that life is deep. There's something in us that longs for depth, for more. But so often we settle for shallow. I don't know about you, but I don't know anyone who actually thinks they should try to keep up with the Kardashians. People watch that show for the same reason they slow down for car accidents. But they watch it. I can tell you're laughing, so I know people watch it. Yes, I have watched it. I'm sick to say that to you. But it's not just reality TV that's shallow. Neil Postman, a social commentator, wrote these words, our politics, religion, news, athletics, education, and commerce have been transformed into congenial adjuncts of show business. And the result is that we are a people on the verge of amusing ourselves to death. He wrote that back in 1985, before the internet, before reality TV. That was the title of his book, actually, Amusing Ourselves to Death, Public Discourse in the Age of Show Business. Long before reality television or the internet, Neil Postman warned us that the enemy was not some outside tyrannical power that would take our freedom away from us, as George Orwell feared in his book, 1984. Instead, Postman predicted that the greatest danger would come from within, from our growing obsession with trivialities and distractions. In short, that we would amuse ourselves to death. That was more than 25 years ago, and you can make the case that we're probably in intensive care right now. And so today, on the first Sunday of Lent, the holy season of Lent, in which we're all to pause and take time to really reflect on who we are and who God is and what's that connection between the two all about. So today I ask you, what are you hungry for? What are you hungry for? Now tonight on television, you can watch the Academy Awards ceremony. Kathy and I have seen 6 of the 9 nominees for Best Picture, which is, for us, an unusually high percentage, though you would think that we would see them all, if for no other reason than to try to pump up the film industry so all 3 of our kids who are out there can get jobs. But it's interesting to think, for me, to look back on the films that got nominated and what they're about. In The Descendants, George Clooney, my rival for my wife's affections. Anyway, in The Descendants, George Clooney discovers that his marriage and his family are not what he thought they were. And he spends most of the movie trying to reconnect with his daughters under difficult circumstances. In the mostly silent film, The Artist, it's about an actor who's no longer marketable after movies require him to talk. And his dark depression threatens to overwhelm him, except for the young actress who risks her own career to help. Midnight in Paris is a charming film about a writer who longs to live in the good old days, but discovers what he really wants is to live fully in the days that he's been given. You've heard about The Help from this pulpit before, so you already know that it's about black maids in Jackson, Mississippi before or at the dawn of the civil rights movement who both long for a life of their own and at the same time love, really love, the white children they are paid a pittance to raise. And The Tree of Life takes as its subject creation, nature, grace, good, evil, reconciliation, maybe even a little bit of heaven. So what are we hungry for? What are we hungry for? According to Hollywood, you know, they should know, you know, they do all those marketing studies and everything. According to Hollywood, we're hungry for something, but it's not anything the Kardashians can give us, or a presidential candidate can give us, or even a better economy can give us. Another film nominated for Best Picture is Moneyball, which is a movie about baseball, except not really. Brad Pitt plays Billy Bean, the general manager of the Oakland Athletics. A true story, this is. He's a man, and the general manager is the man who decides which 25 players will make up the team, who the pitchers will be, who the catchers, who the infielders, the outfielders. And Bean balances this demanding job with his genuinely sweet love for his daughter, who lives with her mother and her stepfather. Back on the baseball field, Billy Bean hires a young statistician who has a different way of deciding which players will help the team. And it's all in the numbers. It's about on-base percentages and runs manufactured and statistics most baseball fans aren't even familiar with unless you read those sabermetrics books. And making decisions completely by the numbers ends up working for the Athletics. They end up having a great season. And Billy Beane is the talk of the baseball world for this new approach. He gets a $12 million offer to become the general manager of the Boston Red Sox. $12 million. He's tempted, very tempted, but he says no. And I'm thinking to myself, I've just watched a movie that tells us it's all about the numbers. It's all about the statistics. It's all about the arithmetic projections. And the movie ends with a guy turning down $12 million, all because he can't bear to live 3,000 miles away from his daughter. What are we hungry for? You know, except for the tree of life, there's not much about faith in any of these movies. But Hollywood seems to be suggesting that deep down, we're hungry for something more. Something deep. Something simple. And I'm thinking that deep and simple has a lot to do with what Jesus was talking about when he said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. If you hear what Jesus is saying, if you really hear it, then you know something of what the table of gratitude is all about. What are you hungry for? Pray with me. Lord, this Lent, help us to know what it is we really long for. And help us to turn to the one who can help us find it. We pray in Christ's name, for Christ's sake, for the world's sake, and for our own sakes. And let all God's people say, Amen.